As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Yeah, our initial salvation is a spiritual experience of what? Instantaneous regeneration of our what? Human spirit. Our spirit is regenerated. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us saints. That's what makes us Christ. You know, the Bible talks about the separation between Christ and Belial. If you are not born again, you are spiritual Belial. If you are born again, you are Christ. Praise God. The most profound spiritual experience you will ever have is the one you have already had. It's not a function of feeling. It's a function of spiritual reality. But we have to come more and more into the understanding and perception of the essence of it. Praise God. It is the regeneration of our spirit. That is what makes you a citizen of the heavenly order. Praise God. And brings us into league with the Godhead. You're recognized in the realm of God because we are saved. Praise God. We are God's children. You are exactly like Him in your spirit. God gave birth to you. Praise God. When lion gives birth, waiting the child lion born. Praise God. Now lion, no be goat, no be chicken. Praise God. God gave birth to you. You are lion in the spirit. Even though you are a cub. All of us were born as cub. Amen. But everything that makes a lion majestic and bold and fearless is in that cub. Praise God. Everything that makes of divinity is embedded in you. We just need to learn to harness it. Praise God. We need to learn to explore the dimensions of God that will bring forth what lies on the inside of us. Amen. The depth of God is in you. The glory of God. The ultimate authority with which heaven and earth was made is locked up in your spirit. But God has to give us illumination to unlock it. We have to come to that place of illumination in order to what? Unlock it. Our initial salvation again is the spiritual technology by which we have been redeemed from sin. You see, sin is a very powerful spiritual technology. Sin is what deprives man of their dominion and their majesty and the influence of God. Satan cunningly, craftily invented that technology. Brought about the fall of man. Everything else, the whole universe, was slipping into peril. Sin. So what God needed to undo, actually, in order to free man, was sin. So glory be to God. Our initial salvation has accomplished that. That's why I say glory be to God. As by the virtue of our salvation, that our salvation itself is the spiritual technology by which we have been redeemed from sin and rescued from eternal damnation. That word in which we have the word deliverance, who has delivered us. That's ruo mei. Ruo mei means to be rescued Actually, it means to be rescued from the body of sin. To be rescued from what? The body of sin. You see, sin is very complex. Sin is like, okay, let me use this. You see, a child was born, he's already a sinner. Isn't that complex? He hasn't done anything wrong, but he's a sinner. Because he inherited sin in Adam. That is a form of sin. The sin that is passed on. That we were rescued from. That's the implication of our deliverance. You see, in that child is a nature of sin. In iniquity, my mother conceived me. That was a sin that was also paid for. Isn't that powerful? So when the Bible says we have been delivered, it means we have, ruomei means we are rescued from the body of sin. You see, sin is not a straightforward thing. You know, while you are trying to deal with sin, I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm not going to commit any sin. You are dealing with sin. Sin has gone for a million miles ahead. The sin that was inherited in Adam, we have been delivered from it. We've been rescued from it. Salvation deleted it. Then the sin that was the state in which we exist as a nature, salvation has unraveled it. Now, not to now talk of sin in terms of act, transgression. Salvation has dealt with it. By the virtue, that's why I said that our initial salvation is a spiritual technology by which sin has been undone, redeemed from sin, and rescued from eternal damnation. That's the judgment that comes as a result of sin. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.